Well, I apologize for not being the last couple of meetings. I hurt my back, and this is the first one. I'm not sure if I'm running, because I'm really kind of discouraged. something I think that is sorely lacking with these proceedings is something that is no fault of any of them, and that's that we really don't have listener participation. You guys are here regularly, and there are very few of us here. So if anybody's going to be chastised about these proceedings, it's got to be on our end, the listeners. So whatever's coming up in the future, we really need to promote more listener involvement. So we're supposed to be represented. So we need to represent. Oh, and I'll find my fellow vets.
Okay, I support the principle, and I'm also a candidate, and I welcome the other candidates. I think there's a certain mentality that you have to have, and a certain spirit of drive that you have to have in order to really care about running for this local station board. And I really care about listeners. I'd like to echo what Lev said about really encouraging listener participation and taking the democratic processes out to the listeners and bring them in, and that means including them in committees, actively inviting them. I think an opportunity was lost with the pool of candidates that were in the last time, how they weren't pulled into the process. This is not a good group. I do support that Pearl's motion. I'd like to thank also Jen for surprising me with a motion and having my name as one of the Christian coordinators. But I'm willing to be a service to, as I can do on the internet, calling for the town board style meeting and having two, I think we can do it if we, all work together. I also support, having a child that has a disability and knowing people that have disability. My child has developmental disability, and I know other people in the community that have developmental disability, so I think this is an issue that has. I think this is an issue that the national board and the directors should take to the national board or to the BNB and make this a national issue. That you come in compliance with the ADA, American with Disability Act. I'm kind of saddened to even know that there's a possibility that you're out of compliance. So I just want to show my support to the motion to put an elevator into the station, and that it be taken and raised at the PNB, that it be looked at nationally. Thank you.
I was a candidate. I may have been on that to use a body called the station board, and I think that sometimes the wording of the announcement and the timing of the announcement has to be made much more prevalent and more attractive, and then following through, so at least we can have some access more to members of the LSB so that we listeners can know who's going to bring our issues out in the meeting. And I do appreciate your being able to speak. And I think that it's important that we really trust that sometimes it is a larger body, and that maybe we can come up with a different way of defining what democracy really should be, rather than sticking with the old paradigms that may have left a lot of people out of the loop. And I don't like the emphasis on money. It is important, and yet we have people who probably were put off by some of the letters that were sent that it's clear that it goes to. We understand you're having a hard time now. Please get your input and we'll help you now, and then later when you have the money to help. But I don't know if that was clear that we don't devalue people just because they have to not have money. And we're about to be really important because we're very easy to the local stages. And we need to have a much more secure issue of how we subsidize people who can't breathe, like prisoners and people like that. And
it improves human life.
I think that's important. I just want to say that we need to give a voice to these people because they are a large quality of people with no money and no power to say that they can take a year to take care of that. I've always been under self-care. This is a fun seat and we're going to I'm voting for better health care. This is a part of the system. That was my, I just saw that in my own
story. Good afternoon. My name is Casey McCall. I was under the impression that these public comments were supposed to be in relation to the motion to apparently that's not so. So in order for me to leave, I'm going to talk about the three things that I was going to speak about. The first is that I'm wondering where the station's financial statements are for the past month and why the board doesn't have them to review and approve and why we don't have them to look at. The second is that as I'm looking through the general manager's report, I see that there are statements being made that open the station up to liability, and I would please recommend that you mandate that there is some staff training on management and what can be said and what can't be said. This report is written on the CS liability. I also noticed that there was money running $10,000 for the non-profit trust that wasn't addressed. What was that trust? What is that money for? And where is it going? My third topic is that those of you that know me know that I'm a fundraiser and a grant writer with this name organization. In the past 4 or 5 weeks, there have been 3 funding opportunities from private community foundations for media, independent community media projects. 2 of those were specifically to bring media to underserved populations. After 6 phone calls, 4 emails, I received no response, and so I had to direct my proposal to those organizations to other community media outlets. And I'd like you to figure out how to address that. I understand that there's no development director, but this was a potential for nearly $300,000 in the fund because nobody from the commission responded. And so thank you.
Well, I've been getting signatures to run for the LSP, but I really think that I'm going to closely consult with my psychiatrist before I turn
what?
Going to closely consult with my psychiatrist before I turn in my application for the LSP. Because, it's almost like, I look at you and I can't point a finger at any one of you, but there's a kind of a positive evasion that happens here. I mean, okay, so we're dealing with the question of keeping the PNB members honest, but they're not going to represent you, they don't show up. Okay? And 3 out of 4 of them, half the time, don't show up. And I'll tell you, the Chicago community of the United States has 1 member on the Chicago National Board, not 2, has 1 person who shows up. That's Henry Cooper. And don't forget him on the Dominican brother. Look, you're not whole elections that are going to be illegal because your COI has that, and the national COI has that, and there's no PNB member form of the COI, and everything you do is about to be illegal. But what? Just to make an elevator or something. I mean, that's a legal issue too. But don't apologize for the family fire, the back and wave, the elevator, the whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I really don't think I'm going to control somebody wiser than myself before I actually turn in my financial statement and all that and desire for taking. With respect to, I'm sure there's many, many, many important issues that we dealt with today. We didn't know what they were. Like 4 hours is hard.
Anybody?
I'll pass.
Okay, so I'll leave that.
Okay. I'm sorry, we really can't start around again. Okay. Now, members of the board, we have now, it seems to me that what we should do, let me just put this forward, if it's correct, you may have other ideas. Before we go back to the PMB, we should hopefully vote on those issues that are left hanging prior to public comment. We have about four or five of them. Then we go back to the PMB. I'm asking if the board can also agree not to debate them again.
No.
We've already debated them, so all we're going to do is go through votes. Some of them have amendments. Let's take a look at the motion by Jane Halloran first. These may not be in order, but let's go to, let's just do them. Jane Halloran's motion is an attempt to achieve gender balance on the ITC, and her motion was that two women of the LSB be nominated to replace candidates on the LSB, on the ITC.
Not candidates, done. They're already sitting.
Yeah, that's right. They're actually, they were candidates.
Members.
They're not serving. Yeah. They're people who were appointed or elected or appointed by the Nevada to the ITC, but they are not functioning. Julie Chavez Rodriguez and Earl Wren. The motion is that two women from this LSB be nominated to replace these two as to be seated.
It should be elected, not nominated.
All right, now, apparently I'm not correct. So go ahead.
Unless we have questions in person, so we ask if we need to have it read and just go to vote now.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but apparently I didn't get it correct.
Let's just change the nominated to elected. That'd be fine.
Okay, now maybe the secretary, if you have the wording.
Elected, sir.
In order to have the necessary gender balance on the ITC, resolve that two women from the LSB be elected to take the place of two of the three present lab members, so that the LSB, as opposed to the lab, is represented, and two members who find it difficult to attend are replaced.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by raising their cards. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed? 12?
Yeah.
Opposed?
None.
Abstention?
One.
Yeah,
All right, that clearly happened. Now, we have the motion. The main motion was made by Jim around town hall meeting, but it has a substitute motion by Ed. Could you read? Do you have those to read? We're looking at the substitute motion first.
The substitute motion from Pearl. That town hall meeting be arranged by an ad hoc committee of the LSB, which shall include volunteers from among listeners.
What happened at that meeting? I really did say that.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I refuse.
Okay. Shall be arranged at our next meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
LSB meeting.
A point of order, David.
This should be a motion to amend by substitution. So this vote should be whether this wording substitutes for the original wording, and then whichever way it turns out, we would then vote on the motion that is amended.
Okay, I actually accept that as 30 o'clock.
Please.
So the question here is, CLS Pearl's substitute motion.
I have a point of order.
Just before we go to the point of order, shall Ed Pearl's substitute motion be approved, David, you're saying?
Substituted
for the main motion by Jim. Now, before we vote, yes.
My impression was that Ed had agreed to Leslie's wording, which is crucial, and the question
is... Yeah.
Let's make that clear, then.
The point being is that any listener sponsor who wishes to be a part of this committee can, by attendance, have a vote.
Yes.
The specific wording was to involve listeners to attend the first meeting or notify the committee of their desire to be on the committee.
Voting
members, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the secretary should be sure that that clarifying wording is part of as substitute motion.
And then we're going to have it all put together.
You know
that.
A member is asking, Terry, that that substitute motion be read, including S. Wording and Leslie's wording. Yes,
that there's so many people left. If we formed an ad hoc committee, we're not fully
Okay, but Terry.
Oh, you want that now? Oh.
Yeah, just leave it.
Okay.
Town hall meetings be arranged by an ad hoc committee of the LSD, which will include volunteers from amongst listeners. The planning committee to involve listeners as voting members to attend the first meeting or notify the committee of their desire to be on the committee.
And you read that open speech, you might. Okay, is there clarity now on that wording? Those in favor of the Curl substitute motion, including the language of Leslie Radford, and raise your card. Okay, who wants to come to the
Harrison, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Opposed?
Four. Okay.
Abstention?
Two.
One.
Oh, there is one. Okay, so it's 8-4 with one abstention. That passes. Now, the main motion? The substitute motion.
Don't you have a point of information?
No.
Well, you know what? I think
I just want
to try to get through these votes if we can. Now, David Abelson is pointing out that now we vote on the substituted motion.
Right.
And let's do that now. Is it pertaining to this vote?
Absolutely.
All right, very quickly.
I want to know when this is going to start.
The next meeting, we would establish the ad hoc committee of the next meeting.
No.
I guess that's why I'm moving.
Okay. Those in favor of the substituted motion, raise your cards.
Six.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Four.
Do we have a quorum?
Need 7 to pass.
What's that?
Need 7 to pass. It needs a majority of a quorum to pass.
No, it needs a majority.
No, you're right. We saw the quorum, don't we? We just saw the quorum.
As long as we still have a quorum, it only requires the majority of those present to vote.
You're right, Dave. I'm on a thing.
Okay, let's move ahead. We're going to look at the IEC election. So you'll need to be a part of this. Does the secretary have a wording on Sherman Glock IEC election motion?
So I'm just going to put information on that last motion.
You know, I was
going to
call task force. May I make this suggestion? We have put off town hall meetings way, way too long.
Right.
It seems to me I would be willing, as chair of this board, to have people who would like to volunteer. I mean, the reason the retreat ad hoc committee worked so well is the people were committed to the project. They really worked hard on it, and they produced for it. It was a great retreat, logistically, and otherwise. So I will act as a clearinghouse, and I'll approach the entire board. Please submit your names immediately, unless there's objections, because we're not looking for a political lineup or factions or anything. We're looking for people who want to serve on the board, who are committed to incorporating this response. So if people want to send me their names, I can share that with the whole board. If it's possible, we
could
actually
put an order and then get back the issue of mechanisms on any of the things that we're voting. We're not going to get the CMB section.
No, that's true, except we are waiting for the secretary to find the wording of your voting. Okay, now he has it, so go ahead.
Terry, did you see that we're using the mic? You're not going to be talking
to us. I think so. I think the mic is cutting out.
This is so.
Yeah, it's over there. So I'll just speak. It's as distributed with just a minor correction. Whereas the ground rules for the election of four representatives are collected to the IPC change in the middle of the election process, and whereas two of the collectives nominated more than one individual to represent their collective, and whereas the collectives vary in size and therefore have an unequal number of votes, be it resolved that if the results of the current election of the four collective representatives to the IPC are skewed so that any one collective has more than one member elected, that STG be used to replace the additional member or members, and that the remaining two seats be given to the next highest vote getters from two other collectives.
Point of information.
Yes.
How does this, we're inserting members from other collectives, we're also adjusting for diversity. What takes precedence here?
Well, first with the vote has to be counted.
Right.
And adjusted if necessary.
Adjusted for collective first or diversity first?
For collective first, then diversity, because that will affect diversity now. There is one woman in the collective.
Okay,
so would the other candidates be back in the pool for diversity? If somebody is bumped for STD, for collective, do then they just go back in the candidate pool to be put on for diversity, or are they out entirely?
It's not an issue because there's only one person.
What I'm asking here, Sharna, and I don't mean to be obscure, but I apparently am. If we get two members from one collective, and one of them is a woman, and she gets bumped, does she go back in the candidate pool and is then eligible to sit as a woman for the diversity requirement?
She would not get bumped in order to change the diversity.
Okay, so diversity takes first precedence, and then the dual membership on the collective would take second.
It would bump the male.
Okay, so diversity of gender, for instance, would take precedence over, even if the male got more votes, it would be the male who would be bumped. If a man gets the most votes, a woman gets the second number of votes from the same collective, what happens at that point?
If a woman gets all the votes and has to satisfy the gender from the man who is supposed to be bumped, and the woman is taken from the votes.
Even though she got less
votes. Even though she got less votes.
So then gender takes precedence,
no.
Finally. Well, in the end, it does. It's both
After that exchange, we cannot hold this up to the ground. It is. So we're going to vote on this. Vote in favor of this motion by Chairman Russell for IPC elections. Raise your cards. Seven opposed.
One. No. Seven. So we didn't have. I'm sorry.
How can you miss it?
It was jungle. I was blind.
The cat in the hat over there. It's hard to miss.
I didn't
see it.
Okay,
now
Dave is bigger than everybody. We all knew Dave was bigger than everybody. It's a long time ago.
8-3.
8-3.
Abstention? 1-2. That motion passed. The motion on the elevator at the station, this has been slightly changed from the motion distributed. The original one is the functional elevator being installed at the change of the second floor at the station, fully accessible. But Leslie or the secretary, could you give us a slightly altered wording?
The final wording includes the first three whereases, and be it resolved that the LFC accepts the principle that a functional elevator be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor at the station fully accessible.
All right, that's very clear. Those in favor of that motion, raise your red cards. No laughing in the meeting. 10 and opposed. Abstention. 1.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, this LSC will have to give some direction to our director. Okay, let's look at the third motion on LFB. The secretary has a final wording on this. I'm sorry, a final motion on PMD. Principal positions.
Even though it's annoying as hell.
Okay. Now, Sherva, my last question is, do you have another motion we haven't dealt with? No. Okay. Okay. That was withdrawn. Was that Church's motion 1? That was withdrawn. Okay, we're returning now to the agenda item, and I believe this could very well be the last agenda item, but we still have 15 minutes of public comment. This is PNB, the meeting in Washington, October 1, 2, and 3. The chair recognizes David Adelson.
Yeah, I would like to have a brief report for us so people have heard the issues. We don't have the finalized agenda. Some of the key issues we don't have to check for the motions that are supposed to come out of the committee. So I'd like to recommend that we have a meeting a week from the Tuesday evening, 2 hours long, rather than try to shoehorn it into this meeting, where we will have people who have heard this brief report. And we'll be able to tell them exactly what the agenda are and whatever types of motions coming out of the meetings we have, so that the discussion can be all around. So I'm moving that we spend 10 to 15 minutes on the report now, and then we'll be meeting a week on Tuesday. I recognize that's only 9 days against us, so we are allowed in terms of short notice to do that on the travel, and so I won't be able to make it any further. So the session we need to deal with today is a week on Tuesday.
Okay, that's that motion, Steve. Is there a second to that motion? Do I hear a second?
Sorry,
second.
It's been moved and seconded that we have a 2-hour kind of mini town hall report focusing on PMB Tuesday in 2 weeks. What's the exact date of that?
28.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, my concern is that we passed a motion to enable the LFB to take positions in order to give direction who are can be members. In an informal meeting, which is not a LSD meeting, there is not, I mean, we could talk a lot, but they're not going to have direction from the LSD. That's my opinion.
The shirt is absolutely right. There will be no official business conducted in that meeting.
Would be appointed one
of the men. The chair recognizes Donna, then I'll come to the room.
I wanted to mention that besides having the quarterly meeting, the PMB now has monthly meetings. So I don't think that it's just so important to meet in 8 or 9 days or whatever, because we have another meeting on the telephone each in between quarterly meetings. So I don't think it's that urgent. Dave went ahead and read some of the items. You know, what are you going to talk about in 2 hours? I don't think it's going to be beneficial.
All right, now this is real quick.
Are some of these issues important? Are others coming up in the telephonic conferences? It's good to know. Secondly, I believe Dave is aware of the things we can do within our room. We have a meeting and actually are some things coming up in this telephonic that are unfamiliar or something that is important that we consider our role about to be able to not?
The next meeting is face to face. We don't have an agenda to go for.
Okay, now the most important part is that we have, now David, correct me if I'm wrong, that we have a meeting at which directors report, but it's not an official LSD meeting.
How is it going to be not official LSD meeting?
Okay, then let's make it clear what this book is. It is calling for an official posted LSD meeting with a single agenda item, a PMB meeting. It's kind of like the hour that you asked for. It would be on September 28th with the venue to be announced. So that is actually a more important thing to keep in mind. It's not an informal report of the directors, but it's an LSD meeting where actual directions can be given to them and voted on. Further discussion. Well, to the degree that it's possible, we have a couple of directors still, and I don't know. We're going to absolutely encourage all directors to be there.
Two directors are available.
Okay.
But that was constant, David.
I'm pretty sure that the intent at least of James' motion on extra meaning was that. I think that the import of James' motion on extra meaning was that it was not met. We did not have our two meetings in our school. We are now going to have two meetings in October if this motion passes. I think also that, although I have to review the bylaws again, I believe that this is not permissible. I also think it's unwise. I think we do need to take up the PND issues in both meetings, but I think there are other issues that are still, we are not going to finish today, that are also crucial. We, for example, could take up the town hall meeting and get that really underway. And so I'm in favor of this motion, but I don't believe we can call a special meeting devoted to one issue. And I think we ought to make the upcoming PMB meeting the highlight of the meeting, but not exclusive. So I'm amending and subscribing to part of the sole report.
Second.
I can't remember the exact wording, but essentially, where it says that you're agreeing on one item, I want to strike that. And if it says special meeting, I want to strike that.
That's amazing.
Okay. So, actually, your substitute motion strikes
amendment.
The wording, right, of exclusively devoted to the PNB, but could include other agenda items. Now, incidentally, I just want to remind you, I think you said two meetings in October. This would be the next meeting. September.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, right.
And the other thing I want to remind people, the bylaws clearly state that LSB can conduct meetings to accomplish their business and their objectives. So there's no prohibition against a second meeting inside a month. That would not be a problem. We could have two meetings in September and two in October, but it violates the bylaws.
Let's do my best if you want to.
All right, Leslie.
August and September.
Again, I'm with Harrison. I'm not familiar with the bylaws, and I don't know the rules about calling a special meeting. I do know that normal meetings require 10 days, in some days' notice. I'd like, just for my own benefit, because I won't be able to attend, I'd like to know how many of the LSB members here can attend on Tuesday evening, so we can get a feel for whether this is going to be attended and not have a forum.
How many could attend on September 28th?
Before you do that, can I just ask them, since Thursday is the night that we approved, what about the 30th? That would give you the amount of time, and it's on the usual night.
Yeah, but we'll be able to see that night.
What?
Are you going to be gone on Wednesday, Dave?
I will be preparing to leave Wednesday. I will not make a Wednesday night
here. All right, the motion remains for Tuesday, September 28th. We do have a substitute motion from Harrison.
That's just an amendment, Don. That's an amendment.
Dave, we can go to the question on the amendment, Mr.
The public and all members should be notified of each LSB or on their announcements made during prime time on the radio on Wednesday days beginning whenever feasible, and each 7 days prior to the day the meeting should be considered adequate notice. In the event that LSB needs to meet on short notice for business business, all feasible efforts shall be made to broadcast notice in the street time for the prime time for 2 days prior to the meeting. Whenever feasible, notice shall also be posted on the station's website at least 7 days prior to this meeting. So we would be fully doing compliance with the bylaws.
No, it's 10, it has to be a set 10 days ahead notice for 7 days.
Okay.
For a regular meeting.
Is there a call for the question? Is there a call for it?
Second.
Okay. How many in favor of voting today on this substitute motion and motion and going to a vote? Signify by raising your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And there's one more here she put up every turn.
9.
9 and opposed?
No.
Okay.
Can I clarify what you said about the bylaws?
Yes. I think for clarity,
The LSB shall establish by majority vote council at each meeting 5 hours, and no meeting shall pursue the 10 days from the date of the vote scheduled into the meeting without unanimous agreement of all the LSB officers that a shorter period is required for the address of the house. So that would mean that in order to do it, Terry, and Donna,
and the items on the upcoming PNB meeting agenda shall be discussed.
There was also that we spent 10 minutes
substituted for the main motion. Is that David with that?
Now we have to vote on whether or not we agree to it. Now we change the language.
That's right. It seems redundant to me, but technically it's redundant. Shall the amendment that we just passed replace the main motion with, do we now approve the amended wording? Raise your card if you wish to do that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 opposed.
1, 2, 6, 6, 6.
Just one moment. Let's finish this vote. Abstentions.
2.
Right, that'll be
a pass.
The chair recognizes
the pass. I'm assuming that in accepting the amendment,
we are committing ourselves to not adding odds and tonight other items. That we are going to discuss
old business.
Talk about the PMB and the town hall meeting.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Oh, my concern here is that we meet off with the PMB and we spend as much time as we need to really get the PMB. Actually, it's in Washington on the first section of 30. We meet off with the PMB, but other items do not. Okay, let's go to a point from David and...
Wait,
here.
Yeah, the town hall... The whole reason that I think Harrison brought the amendment to David was because we had such little time at the town hall that we want to get that on, going too, so we really need,
that's
that
right.
Has to be part of it. It can't be it. It has to be it.
Yeah, that's right. So, that's right. Okay. Now, David, would you give us some idea of what you see in store for the PMB? That's the Pacific and National Board of
I think one of the critical issues that's going to be, I think a lot of people are obstacles over and think of it as a ministerial, is the issue of the contract oversight policy. Because the contracts are really sort of concrete expression of all your ethics, right? The way you get into contracts, those kinds of things. To give you an example, if we are going to contract with a web service provider or something like that, or are we going to establish, a dramatic example, the incorporation of BBC Radio News into the app, which is really a form of merger. But there are any number of other major contracts that might be very important. So that's going to be something important from the governing committee, although I've heard that you're not all together that far along the presence on that committee on that. The biggest deal is going to be the national budget, and there are a few things that impact the national budget. One is the question of whether or not BBC Radio News is going to become part of the Pacific now. And if so, under what terms? Now, there's a BBC Radio News negotiation, and although they were fast-tracking BBC Radio News being absorbed, they didn't, my understanding is that those negotiations have not necessarily gone ahead, but it will get discussed there. And I guess part of the idea is if you bring up that federal in, they want to come in because they would like more funding. So the cost of us would rise, but then the idea would be then we have something to offer in terms of national programs to affiliates. Right now, affiliates, FSRN is not ours, Democracy Now! Is not ours. So we don't have anything concrete in terms of our national programs, other than some of these special events and now the audio for it. Some other things that they're trying to put together on an ad hoc basis. They don't really have anything to make an affiliate want to be an affiliate. That raises the question of what the whole affiliate program means, and I think that's what we've got to do with it. But in terms of the national budget, so the pre-security of these things will impact it. There's also a motion about the archive that came up on the last meeting. And the idea is that the policy has always been that the archives receives 3% of the central services payment that the station makes. And in the BBC, it has paid 2% because we have the archives. And that, ever since the prior administration, that hasn't been the case. And the prior administration wasn't giving them that money. They were giving them money to everybody else. During the IP&D period, they were nearly doing well on affiliate income, so they were involved in servicing the affiliate, and they were also making revenue on the pay sales. The pay sales are still significantly, because people can order Democracy Now! From Democracy Now! And the size of the implication that they're deciding to tell people to call the archives to buy Democracy Now! But those revenues are probably going to increase because more and more people become aware that they can download Democracy Now! For free. They don't have to buy a TV. I suspect anybody who will pay $15 for a TV within the next year will have a fast internet connection. Maybe that's a bad assumption. But the point is that those revenues for the archives could increase, but it also should be archives into the store rather than a library. So that issue is going to come up. There's been a possibility for reorganization of the national office through a national programming unit and an administrative unit, and the possibility of adding full-time equivalents to positions, which I don't understand at all. My own position that I'd like to put forward this board is if there's an expansion of the national office and the funding, there's a certain portion of it be funding for request for proposals. In other words, rather than take yourself to a salary for a person who has a good job and then you're not be good at it and is long term committed, have ask people, like, for example, web development. If you have a proposal to do web development for the national, write a little proposal that gets reviewed, gets funded, and next year we'll come back and look at how to do it. So, anyhow, the reorganization of the national office is coming. Budget approval. WBAI has seen a sharp decrease in the rate of fundraising. In other words, the amount of money they raise per day. And they're already split, or maybe not quite split, but they're already, their difference of opinion on whether to approve the given budget projection for that station. And if they don't approve it, then the question comes to the national board. Can the national board just say, okay, we're going to approve it? Can the national board say, we're going to make adjustments to your budget unilaterally? What should be done if LSD doesn't approve the budget? That's significant for us. In the long term. So there was a problem in the past because there were a lot of intermediate transfers that were made to be expensive to the foundation, and there was no process by which it happened. The national office was just going to have to say we need this money from the foundation. So I put forward a motion that there be a policy on it, possibly approval, but we might have to think about what we would want out of such a policy. The National Finance Committee is supposed to develop it. We haven't yet. We'll do it on Friday. The executive director review, there was originally the way it got done, there was no solicitation of evaluation from any of the managers or archive director or the executive director. We passed a motion at the last board meeting to say that we did want those people included, that their information would be aggregated separately. But we're going to be getting the results of the executive director review and meeting an executive session to discuss what we want to do on that front. And we agreed that we wanted an audit of the intermediate transfers that occurred going back to January of 2002. That should be presented as if we had a whole bunch of that. I mean, I'm going to do intermediate transfers. I mean, the national team has said, we want $50,000 from you right now because we have an obligation to you. Those things have been tracked. We don't know exactly how much information they have over the relevant services. So, of course, the Finance Committee actually was deadlocked and turned down voting for the recommending that. I brought this forward again at the telephone meeting before last and passed 9-1 in favor that we get that office so that we know how much each station put in. There'll be a question about what we do about that and support. One of the resistances to it, since even doing it, was the idea that people would be clamoring to reorganize the load of those payments and that they were distributed as people are belonging to PRO. And I think Mark and a couple of others didn't want to talk about it here. There were concerns about there being a lot of squabble then about shifting money around again as a result. So that's the issue. And those items would likely be race and nationality issue that's going to come up. And I know that he has very little activity in the community, but I'm committed to the conclusion. I asked at the last meeting with the folks in the chairs, I asked to bring the folks from the Race and Nationality Committee to the board so that they could, so they could be advised on the race and nationality. Which really the issues which haven't been discussed and debated at all. I think I saw that there was 1 hour allowed for the first week. So those are the big issues. Budget, race and nationality, EV review, contract oversight, meeting and transfers, and these two statements.
Thank you. Well, that's open it up to discussion. Sure.
Two things.
believe our last meeting we just passed our own resolution on the race and nationality policy. So I think we've taken care of that one. I'm wondering, Dave, if you and or Donna can forward to us the agenda that you have now been giving so that we have a better concrete before if we convene on the 28th. And also, if between now and then, any listeners and any LSD members who want to be on the task force for town hall can submit their name so that we've got to, move a little bit more expeditiously. And I'm sorry that I saw it at 4 o'clock meeting.
Okay. Now, we do have an obligation for 15 minutes of public comment. Not just an obligation, but also a desire. At the end of this, so whoever does the be 15 minutes. It's not going to be long now. Now, I want to find out from the board, the report on the PMB gives us an overview. And then we have a meeting on the 28th where there will be a deeper look at this. Is there anything else that we need to talk about, ask David about, raise issues about regarding the PMB?
Just, David, will there be any email sent to us beforehand that we're fully, that's still not
We have a tentative agenda. I think there are going to be some changes made to it. I can send that around to everybody. I will also resend the list of all motions that are discussed today and any motions that are coming out of committees to have the floor just to us so that we can get those out to everybody before. And we look at the board back in 5 weeks before the meeting, so we should have all that information.
I do want to add, before I go to comments, I serve on the PMB Executive Director Evaluation Committee, which has been very active in developing an instrument to do an evaluation of Dan Kaufman, the National Executive Director. A large number of people were sent this instrument. There was a consultant retained to help develop a professional consultant. So there is in process right now an evaluation of Dan Kaufman, the National Executive Director. And what David mentioned was that the results of this instrument that has been sent out, those results will be presented to the PMB in early October in Washington to begin the process of evaluating the performance, strengths, weaknesses, and so on, again, problems on the agenda. Now, let me see, with the Jane, and then Leslie, and then Sheriff.
I don't know. I still want the things that I said before on the table about attendance and unilateral decision. After a committee makes up a motion, it is passed by the LSB, it is not changed by a delegate or delegates. That's how it goes. And the third thing was that they are representing us. Well, that's already been taken care of. So the other two. The attendance and no unilateral decisions.
Okay, now Jenny, let me get this straight. Are you taking
a motion?
Okay, can you take the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to propose that, you know what, maybe I'll state it next. Let me think about it, how to work. I'll bring it up Thursday.
Very good. Leslie?
Yes, I have a couple of issues here. First of all, for our Management Review Committee, could you forward a blank copy of the evaluation form to the Management Review Committee so we could see that since it was developed by professionals? That would be very helpful.
No problem with that.
And I also would like to ask Dave or Donna, at the Houston meeting, the Committees of Inclusion had 10 minutes scheduled to make a report. I was wondering if they made that report, if they have a chair, if the national committees have indeed met. I think our elections may be in violation of the bylaws at this point, given the inactivity of our local and national COIs. So I'd really like some update on that. I don't know if any outreach that our local COI has done to recruit candidates. I don't know if any survey of needs of the station that the COIs have done. And I don't want to even think about the ramifications of that because they absolutely terrify me. So I would like some feedback from the two of you on what the COI reported in that 10-minute slot on Saturday in Houston.
Well, I want to correct, there certainly shouldn't be a National Committee of Education. There are local committees.
And there's me, they are a body of the PNB, I believe. And did you get money to bring them to D.C.?
No.
No, thank you.
As to the report, we got the report from one of the members, I believe it was Kalanji, who talked about. So I have to be careful. I don't recall having any. I certainly know that we didn't get any detailed reports on the conference. If you got anything for the report on the attempts to get going on, but I don't recall any reports on that.
Thank you.
I'm really happy that the National Board is taking up the question of the race and nationality policy. I believe there's another motion that was passed by the IPNB, which is binding on the current National Board, and that is the requirement to set a date for a bylaw convention. And I wonder if there's been any discussion at all on that.
Okay. I have a couple comments to make that I just want to say. Speaking of the candidates, we need to have a policy around this board, not to single out one or two people, but I'm very concerned about, and I know management is concerned about, Wyatt's participation as treasurer. It's one thing if people communicate to an officer that they're going to be excused, which is what Margaret Prescott did and others did do. But we do have some problems around attendance on this board where we are not in touch with the individuals. Therefore, at maybe not the meeting on the 28th, but at the next meeting, we need to review policy and procedures. People should be aware of their going to be absent. In order to get an excused absence, they should communicate with an officer of the board. That would be myself or Maria or
Terry.
And just to put people on alert that if we actually invoke the bylaws, we would be expelling some membership. Terry.
The structure committee has a resolution if we get to the structure committee report. But since you mentioned it, I would like to move to excuse the absences of those LFC members who have notified from this meeting. That includes Margaret Prescott, Julio Rodriguez. Is there anyone else?
Fernando
Vasquez, Sonali.
And Sonali.
And Sonali Mahat. So there's the four members who would notify us that at the time that they would not be here.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Leslie?
I would like to, as we have been doing in the past, issue blanket excuses this time until we have a policy clearly in effect and can notify people of that policy.
Right.
I find it just, to do this retroactively and not notify people, I think that's unfair.
Okay, now I'm going to consider that a substitute motion. Is there a second to the substitute?
Second.
It's been seconded. Okay, any discussion over the substitute motion? Jen?